Radio Prague News.
A Romani family in Ostrava has become the victim of a Molotov cocktail attack. The Bavarian Interior Minister has said road checks in the Czech-German border areas must continue in view of curbing crime. And more than half of Prague's restaurants and bars are planning to ban smoking on their premises starting July. A Molotov cocktail was thrown into the home of a Romani family in the North Moravian town of Ostrava late on Saturday night, Czech TV reported on Monday. The bottle landed in the bedroom of a 14-year-old girl who was able to extinguish the burning bottle before it caused further damage. Nobody was injured in the attack. The perpetrators are yet unknown. Police are investigating the case as a threat to public safety. The Bavarian Interior Minister Joachim Herrmann said on Monday that road checks in the Czech-German border areas must continue in view of curbing crime. The minister said newly published crime statistics indicate that Bavaria last year saw the lowest number of criminal acts since 1992. Czechs were at the top of the statistics of incidents where foreigners smuggled drugs into Bavaria. At the same time, car theft along the border with the Czech Republic increased. Mr. Herrmann said the key to success was an effective cross-border cooperation. Increased controls of Czech drivers in Bavaria had led the former Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek to criticize the Bavarian and German governments, stating that the controls constituted harassment and should cease immediately. Pavel Hrinka, the president of the Czech Association of Restaurants and Hotels, said on Sunday that about 50% of Prague pubs and the majority of upscale restaurants are planning to change into non-smoking establishments as of July. Within a new law aiming to curb smoking in public that takes effect on July 1st, restaurants and bars will be obliged to display stickers that indicate whether smoking is allowed on their premises or not. Outside of Prague, the number of establishments planning to ban smoking is significantly lower, Mr. Linka added. The government on Monday decided to grant extraordinary funds of 2.25 billion Czech crowns to the Ministry of Transport to help repair roads and railways that were badly damaged by the harsh winter. The ministry estimates damages to the tune of 6.5 billion crowns, which is about 4 billion more than the projected sum. After the Ministry of Finance had refused to cover the difference, Gustav Slametska, the Minister of Transport, asked the government to cover part of the remaining funds needed to repair Czech roads. And now for a brief look at the weather. The coming days will be cloudy, with snow in most places. In lower altitudes, snow will turn into sleet or rain. Highest day temperatures should range between 0 and plus 5 degrees Celsius. My name is Sarah Barufka, and this brings us to the end of the news.